Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner discovered that Squire Skimp did not hustle the supposed kidnapper, Mr. Finley, out of town, as he said he had, but instead he was keeping the injured Mr. Finley at his own home. It put the old fellows on their guard, and they refused to sign the store over to Squire, as previously agreed, or to let him send the baby to Mr. Blair, the lawyer. Instead, they have decided to write directly to Mr. Blair in an attempt to find out exactly how they stand in the gold mine case. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jotting down store and library, just finishing the letter to the lawyer. Listen.
Yeah, that ought to get it. I'll sign it. Yours truly, Lum Edwards.
Yeah.
As soon as Mr. Blair answers this letter, we'll find out the truth about a few things that have been going on lately.
Well, you want me to take the letter over to Dick Carlson's and mail it right now, Lum?
Yeah, as soon as I address the envelope here.
Oh, yeah, it's better back it first.
Mr. B. W. Blair.
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter?
Oh, we don't know Mr. Blair's address.
Why? Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. Squire never did show us none of them letters he's been getting from Mr. Blair.
Well, Mom, won't he get it if you just write it down on the envelope what town he's at?
No, we don't even know that.
Huh?
He might be in the Black Hills or in Kansas City or most any place.
Yeah.
I don't recollect Squire ever saying exactly where the lawyer was located at.
No, I don't believe I do either. Well, just call up Squire and ask him.
Oh, no, we can't do that. We don't want him to know we're writing direct to Mr. Blair.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wait a minute. I know what we can do, though. I'll call up Dick Huddleston.
Dick?
Yeah, he'll more than likely recollect the address on them letters Squire's been getting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Sure, he ought to recollect that, because Squire's been getting two or three a day, it seems like.
Yeah.
Lots of them special delivers, too. He'll recollect it.
I'm curious the Squire never showed us none of them letters.
Yeah.
I never realized before now that we never got to read none of them. Hello? Is that you, Dick? This is Lum. Yeah. Oh, just tolerably. Say, Dick, did you take any particular notice of them letters Squire's been getting from a Mr. Blair? Well, you must have saw him. He's been getting them every day for a couple of weeks now. Huh? He ain't.
Ain't what, Lum?
Dick says Squire ain't received no letters except a couple of advertising folders lately.
Well, I do know.
Hello, are you sure about that, Dick? Well, didn't he get some special delivers?
Oh, Valentine, goddamn it.
He never, huh? Well, it must be a mistake, then. No, no, nothing important. I'll tell you about it later. Yeah. All right, Dick. Much obliged. So long.
Never got no special delivers neither, huh?
Not even a telegram.
Hmm. Well, I reckon where Squire's been getting all this information from, Lum.
Granny's, I don't know. Wait a minute, I got another idea. You recollect once Squire said he talked with Mr. Blair on the long-distance phone?
Yeah, I recollect that. He called Mr. Blair.
Well, maybe he's been doing all this for telephone.
Oh.
Now, I'll ring Mamie and see what she can tell me.
Yeah, that's a thing to do, Esther. Yeah, she'll recollect. Don't let her get started asking how me and you and everybody's feeling, or you'll be there all day.
No, I'll keep her off of that subject.
Yeah.
Hello? Mamie? This is Lum Edwards, and I wonder if you... Oh, I'm fine.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Like this, I'm fine, Abner's fine, so's Libeth and Cedric and everybody in town.
Oh. What'd she say, Lum?
She says not everybody, because the oldest Abernathy boy's got the shingles.
Oh, which one's that, Kenneth?
I don't know. Listen, Mamie, I'm sorrowful to hear that, of course, but I ain't got time to discuss it right now.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you recollected whereabouts Squire Skimp's been getting them long-distance telephone calls from. No, in the last couple of weeks. He ain't. Not none? Oh, you must be mistaken, Mamie, because I had a call myself. Feller called me from Kansas City not long ago.
Got shot whilst he's talking to you too long.
Well, I do know. Much obliged, Mamie. No, that's all. Goodbye.
Didn't Squire make no long-distance calls, neither?
No. Mamie says there ain't been a call in there since that one me and you made to the newspaper office at the county seat.
Well, what about that Kansas City call that we got?
No. She says we never got none.
Well, you did, too. I heard you talking on.
Well, it must have been somebody calling from right here in town, I reckon.
Well, that fellow was shot while he's talking on the phone, and if that happened here in town, well, we would have heard about it by this time.
Well, now that I think about it, I don't believe he actually got shot, Abner.
Huh?
Well, we never seen it happen. We just heard the shots over the phone, and the fellow stopped talking.
Yeah.
That could have just been a trick.
A trick?
Yes, sir.
Well, our dog is on, then the baby's papa must still be living. That's who that fella on the phone claimed he was, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what he claimed. Of course, this Mr. Finley claimed the same thing.
Well, you reckon them two is the same fella?
No, I've heard both of them talk, and they don't sound like the same tall.
They don't, huh?
Besides, the baby's papa's name is Guthrie, according to that report Squire got from that research bureau. Wait a minute.
Huh?
I bound you Squire never got no report from them. We never seen that report, did we?
No, Squire had a paper with him that day, I recollect that, but he read it off. He never let us look at it.
All right, Granny Zabner, you know what I think?
What's that?
I think there ain't no research bureau with that name. Squire just made that up.
He did.
And I don't think there's a Mr. Blair or a Mr. Guthrie or a Ms. Carteret or a Ms. Logan, and I don't think there's any mining experts in jail either. Fact is, I don't think there's a gold mine even.
No gold mine?
No, sir.
Well, then, what's this all about, Mom? Who's that baby belong to?
I don't know. It's got me stumped.
Who was that woman that left him here at the store? And what about them ads in the newspapers, the one that had that inner segment in them, like we found in a baby's locket?
No use asking me. Of course, we know this Mr. Finley's got something to do with all of this, because he's got that same insignia on the back of his watch.
Yeah.
Leastways, we think it's his watch.
Well, it must be. We found it on the floor that night after he's in here. Reckon we ought to give that back to him, Mom?
Well, no, not just yet. Might come in handy, though. You never can tell.
Well, I'll be... Oh, wait, look, there comes Squire up out there.
Squire?
Yeah, right there.
And he's got an arm. I reckon what kind of a story he's cooked up for us this time.
Oh, he'll have something started up. You can depend on that.
I know one thing. I'm glad we seen through this little scheme before he got to the store and got it away from us or got any money from... wait a minute, though. He did get something.
Huh?
He's got that note we signed for $1,100.
Hi, doggy, that's right, ain't it? Well, here... Oh, my, here it comes.
Be careful what you say now.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Squire.
Morning, Squire. I believe I owe you men an explanation.
Yeah, I reckon you do.
But I want you to understand that what I did, Lum, I did for your own good.
You did?
Yes, now, as you know by now, I didn't take Mr. Finley, or whatever his name is, out of town the other night, as I intended to do. And the reason is that I discovered that Abner had injured him with that baseball bat a good deal worse than I had anticipated.
Well, good.
And I was afraid that if he was on the loose, or even in some police court, that he would cause you men a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
So I took him home where I could help him recover and keep an eye on him at the same time. I didn't tell you this, Lum, because I knew it would only add to your worries.
That's awful thoughty of you, Squire.
And I must say, Lum, that you men have some worries. I got an urgent answer to my wire from BW this morning, and...
You got another one of them, huh?
Oh, yes. Now, he says if you men won't cooperate and sign those papers and turn the baby over to him, he'll drop the case right at this minute. And, of course, that means that you'll not only lose everything, but in all probability, you'll spend the rest of your days in the penitentiary.
That's what he said, huh?
Yes. Now, I called him long distance this morning and tried to talk him out of this, Lum, but it's no use. So here's what I'll be willing to do, just to help you men out.
Huh?
I'll tear up that note that you owe me if you'll sign the paper and let me send the baby to BW.
Hey, Granny Squire, will you sure enough do that?
Why, yes, indeed. In fact, I'll do it right now, Lum. Now, I have your note here with me someplace. Let's see. That's your insurance paper. No, here it is. Here it is right here. That's your note that you sign, Lum. And I'll tear it up right now to show that I'm trying to be honest about this thing.
Hey, this is the best thing that could have happened to us.
Well, that's all right, Lum. Now, here's a paper right here to raise the bail money to get those two men out of jail. And, as you know, this merely gives me the ownership of the store long enough to raise the necessary money. Now, here's a paper to sign right there on the bottom line, Mom.
Oh, Well, I just happened to recollect something, Squire.
We got a letter from B.W. ourselves this morning.
What? You got a letter from B.W.?
Yeah. I don't know why he wrote direct to us, but he said we didn't need to raise that money after all.
Told us just to forget it. Why, this is impossible, Lum. You couldn't have heard from him.
Well, he did, though, didn't we, Abner?
Oh, yeah, we got a hand from him, I think.
Well, now, just a minute here. Where did you get this letter from?
Same place you've been getting them from yourself, Squire. Exactly the same place.
Why, this is impossible. He doesn't even know your address, Lum.
All right, Squire. No use either of us playing this game no longer.
What's that?
We know you ain't got a single letter or telegram or nothing else from this Mr. Blair. And we got proof, too.
Why, this is ridiculous. I've never heard of such a thing in all my life.
And another thing, we ain't going to sign no papers or give you the baby, neither one.
What's that? After I tore up your note? Why, this is blackmail. I'll have the law on you for this, Lum. I'll sue you for blackmail and kidnapping. I'll take this to the Supreme Court.
Take it anywhere as you want.
I'll sue you within an inch of your life. You'll rue this day, Lum Edwards. You'll rue this day.
Abner, quick, whereabouts is that watch at?
Watch?
Yeah, that one we found on the floor the other night.
Oh, I got it right here in my pocket. There it is. What do you want that for?
Let me look at it quick.
Yeah.
Granny's, that's it.
Huh?
Just what I thought. See, there's a couple of links of chain still on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same kind of a chain that Squire wears.
Squire?
Just now, when he swung around, the chain slipped out of his pocket, and I seen there weren't no watch on it.
Well, then this is Squire's watch on.
Yes, sir.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I believe we're closing in on old Squire.
Well,
wait a minute. Maybe we ain't either.
Now, what's the matter?
Look at them slips on the floor there. The one Squire tore up.
Oh, well, that was that note that we signed on.
Note, nothing. Looky here, Abner.
Huh?
This weren't nothing but a blank piece of paper he tore up.